Nolte, no, Texas valedictorian, a law protecting unborn babies doesn't kill your dreams. By John Nolte on June 3, 2021. The fake media are all abuzz over a high school valedictorian who dumped her prepared speech to lash out against a Texas law that, starting in September, bans abortion after the unborn baby's heartbeat is detected. What no one's pointing out is how the very premise of this speech is ridiculously dishonest. You can watch the full speech here, but here's the conclusion, where she summarizes her preposterous argument. I have dreams and hopes and ambitions. Every girl graduating today does, and we have spent our entire lives working toward our future. And without our input and without our consent, our control over that future has been stripped away from us. I am terrified that if my contraceptives fail, I am terrified that if I am raped, then my hopes and aspirations and dreams and efforts for my future will no longer matter. I hope that you can feel how gut-wrenching that is. I hope you can feel how dehumanizing it is to have the autonomy over your own body taken away from you. This is a problem that cannot wait. And I cannot give up this platform to promote complacency and peace when there is a war on my body and a war on my rights. A war on the rights of your mothers, a war on the rights of your sisters, a war on the rights of your daughters. We cannot stay silent.
Thank you.
Let me solve this problem for you without having to butcher an innocent and helpless baby. It's called adoption. No one in this country is forced to lose their future because they gave birth to a baby, because no one in this country is forced to raise a child. That's just a fact. Earlier in the speech, she raises the specter of rape and says the incoming law doesn't exclude rape victims from the 6-week time limit. Are there still rape victims out there who don't immediately take the morning after pill, which avoids conception and is something Texas is not even talking about outlawing? Other than that, if you think you're mature enough to have intercourse while knowing, as she admits, your contraceptives might fail, it is not at all unreasonable to ask you to take responsibility for the innocent human life your voluntary behavior brought into the world, but only until birth. After that, you can be on your merry way. This speech is based entirely on emotion, acknowledges nothing about the life being snuffed out, and collapses entirely under any kind of intellectual scrutiny. She's a young woman, and I don't want to see her attacked, but once she starts making the corporate media rounds, which is likely, will anyone ask her how one's future is destroyed when you are, in fact, not required to raise the child? Will anyone query her about the availability of the morning after pill for rape victims? We've seen this glaring, intellectual dishonesty before, most especially in the media, where the argument in favor of abortion is almost always made as though adoption is not an option. And there's a reason for that. No one on the pro-abortion side can justify abortion once adoption is brought into the mix, because, once it is, the argument that without access to abortion, a woman's life is over, collapses and vanishes. It's truly sad how the dominant culture has brainwashed so many women into believing their ability to give birth is an unfair burden, when the truth is the exact opposite. What a miracle women are capable of. What a thing to be able to create and give life. What a gift. Nevertheless, here we are, living in a country where butchering the unborn is legal and the only way to defend it is through the manufacturing of a wildly dishonest premise. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.